and welcome to a podcast about arguably the oldest and most prestigious tennis tournament in the world, Wimbledon. Today you will learn 6 really interesting features and facts about this Grand Slam tournament. Will the tournament be able to take place despite the pandemic? We give you 3 possible scenarios of how it could go on in 2021. Wimbledon is located in the southwest of London and began back in 1877, making it the oldest tennis competition and the only Grand Slam title still played on grass. The competition captures the hearts of millions worldwide each year and is visited in person by around 100,000 fans every year. So let's start it with the facts about Wimbledon. Have fun! Number 1. Wimbledon was originally an amateur competition for private members. The first Wimbledon championships were held for amateurs, private members of the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club back in 1877. The club had been formed 7 years earlier, but only as a croquet club, however, as tennis began to grow in popularity. Number 2. Wimbledon became the only Grand Slam played on grass in 1988. The other Grand Slams are played on clay and hardcore. This makes the Profis winning all 4 competitions in the same year extremely challenging and one of the most coveted prizes in professional tennis. Number 3. Prize money for men and women was made equal in 2007. 2007 was the first year where the winner of the men's singles competition received the same prize money as the winners in women's. Until that point, the men paid more in 2006 prize money. Wimbledon has a story of racism and antisemitism. Wimbledon's membership policy has shown racism, sexism, and antisemitism in the past. Black people were completely banned from even competing in the competition until 1951. Jews were banned until 1952. Racism, sexism, and antisemitism should not be among by a tennis competition. Number 5. Wimbledon brought in around $300 million in revenue in 2018. The $300 million made by Wimbledon in 2018 was split between broadcasting rights, ticket sales, and sponsorship deals. The All England Lawn Competition hopes to preserve tradition and magnify the beauty of such luscious green lawns. Last thing about Wimbledon. The courts at Wimbledon do not have special names compared to some courts at the other Grand Slam tournaments. The former Court 2 at Wimbledon was also called the Graveyard of the Champions because so many top players sensationally failed there. End of the corona measures in June, Wimbledon can hope. The world's most important tennis tournament at Wimbledon will definitely take place in 2021 after the cancellation of the championships in 2020, the All Lawn Tennis Club announced that three scenarios had been developed for the event. With spectators and full use of the facility with reduced spectator numbers, as well as without spectators. The stagnation of Grand Slam tournament from 28 June to 11 July 2021 was the top priority. Nevertheless, the government's okay must come. But the government can only make a decision when the new corona infections and the latest mutation are no longer a danger to the players and spectators. That's it for this episode on Wimbledon. I hope you enjoyed it. See you soon. Bye bye.